Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Rob Levin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Levin is the creator, the founder, the visionary, the CEO. At one time, he was the accountant, the janitor, and the publisher and editor of his publication. Now he has peeps helping him with all that because his business is growing and doing a great job. He's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report and a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be back, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. If you can do that for me every day, I'd really appreciate it.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice if we had? Wouldn't it be nice if you woke up and there was this a little cheering squad right there in front of you, and they just were giving you high fives and sending you through the tunnel with all the rockets and all that? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice. That would be, as long as it wasn't too loud, when you're still sleeping.
but that's kind of what small business owners do have to do themselves, isn't it? We have to be our own cheering squad. Mostly just by saying, I actually do this, Rob. I look in the mirror and I say, you know what? I know you don't know where everything's going to be in a day or a week or a year, but I believe in you. We do that to ourselves, don't we?
We have to. There's absolutely no choice. If you're not doing that, you just can't survive.
And see, that's what I think is what's great about America and about small businesses wherever they are in the world, Rob, is because we believe in something. We believe in ourselves. And I've said this many times before, Rob. We believe in ourselves. We believe in our vision and our companies. We believe in the marketplace. We believe in our customers. And this is the difference, Rob, between Main Street and Wall Street. Wall Street, and we now know for a fact, there's no question about it anymore, the jury is in on this case, Wall Street doesn't believe in anything.
That's an understatement. Nor are they giving us reason to, for us to believe in them either.
And I'm convinced that what we've got to do, Rob, you and me and our brothers and sisters out there, we've got to take back our marketplace. We can't let Wall Street and the financial markets, we can't let them get us into this situation because, Rob, the challenges with our economy are not on Main Street. They were created by Wall Street and by our government. And we've got to take that back from them because we can't let our hard work be put in jeopardy like this again. What do you think?
I agree with you. Like it or not, we are dependent on the banking system. To me, it's a really interesting thing because I think the government kind of encouraging the banks to do a lot of unscrupulous lending is what got us in this mess.
Yep.
But now, unfortunately, we do need the government to tell the banks, hey, we just gave you a lot of money, you better start lending again. So it's
right.
which is a dangerous thing,
we've had to turn to the people who created the problem to get us out of the problem. Now how dysfunctional is that? What's wrong with that picture, Rob?
Agreed.
But what I'm saying is, Rob, we can't. I'm proposing, and I'm doing it right now, and I have been, and I'm going to continue to do it. This is going to be my big theme for next year, and I'm doing some big things about this too, bigger than just talking about it, Rob. You and I and our brothers and sisters have got to be. We got to get up on our hind legs and let these people know that we're not going to let them put us in this jeopardy anymore. And I've got some ideas about how we can do that.
I'd love to. I mean, I guess offline, I'd love to hear those ideas.
Well, you're going to be hearing them offline, and in the months ahead, you're going to be hearing them online. Because Rob, I'm going to count on people like you to help make it happen.
Well, you know, I was discussing with our editor probably just a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, I've never been in my letters from the editor. I've never ever been political. I purposely not wanted to get into it because that's really not what the magazine is about.
Right.
But I'm at the point where I have a lot of thoughts in my mind and I haven't been putting them down and I haven't been sharing them other than in private conversations. And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to at least dip my toe in the water. So
what I did when I started doing my show and my writing, Rob, is I chose to be agnostic with regard to parties.
Right.
But not agnostic with regard to politics. And so what I did was I founded about 12 years ago. I founded the Small Business Party, of which you are part of, Rob. So if you come at everything in your writing from the standpoint of I represent the Small Business Party against these other people, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, that's one way to couch it. We're going to take a quick break. Rob Levin is our guest. He and I will be right back. More to come. We got some good stories to tell you after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with us. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also that's the main website. And then we also our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and then my blog is jimsblog.biz. But you can go to, if you go to the Big Daddy site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find all the other stuff there. You'll find the knowledge base, askjim.biz. You'll also find a link to the blog. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen to archives of the interviews that we've done today, yesterday, 9 years ago, on and on. Lots and lots of stuff there, and including the body of work that Rob Levin has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Rob is our good friend and the founder and the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. And Rob, as we went to the break, we were talking about. We're just talking about some things that I think all small business owners need to get more involved in, I think we can no longer say Wall Street, the guys who manage all the money, those guys can now be trusted with our future, because the work that they do, the things that they do, we now know that if they aren't making good decisions, it's not just going to hurt them. It's not going to just make the stock market go down. Rob, they've caused systemic damage to our economic infrastructure in a way that hasn't been done in generations, haven't they?
They really have. I mean, there's one thing to deal with an economic downturn that's cyclical, and that's normal, but. Now with the, and I think actually you wrote this in the December issue of the New York Enterprise Report, now with the credit markets freezing, which is a result of what they've done,
it's the unprecedented part, and
there's a part of me that gets angry, and of course, like other business owner, there's no point in getting angry about it. You just got to figure out what you can do about it. But the part that's really upsetting is that these guys, yeah, okay, great, they're going to take a dollar salary this year. Well, they made $20, $30, $50 million
right,
over the past few years.
Right.
So
yeah,
they're not for the risks that they took, they'll never have a problem because of
no.
that.
If they walked out right now, they could live high for the rest of their lives. But many others. But no, I actually think, Rob, that, I mean, I'm not a person who gets angry easily, and I don't hold grudges. I don't hold anger for a long time. But I'll tell you, I actually think this is something we ought to be angry about. I think small business owners need to be angry about this. We need to be angry because this has been visited upon us when we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't store up a bunch of inventory in the pipeline. We didn't over-leverage ourselves. We didn't sell things to people that added no value in the transaction. We didn't do any of that. We did the right thing. We did our business the way we're supposed to do. and yet we're getting burned. And I think I'll tell you what, Rob, I'm going to make sure, to the best of my ability, I'm going to make sure that small business owners get angry about this and stay angry until people listen to us a little bit better. Will you help me?
I absolutely will, because those are the same thoughts that have been going through my mind the past few months.
Yeah, so we'll keep working on that. Rob, talk to us about some of the people that you've been working with, some of the small business owners you come in contact with. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, like you, I'm in a great position that I'm fortunate enough to be able to speak with business owners just about every day, and in some cases a dozen in a day. And I say fortunate because I wish I could actually spend all day doing it. So, you know, here's a couple of things that I heard this week. I was speaking yesterday on the phone with one business owner. He has an online marketing firm. I'm guessing he's got somewhere between 50 and 100 employees. And he's been a little frustrated with some of his staff, particularly the younger ones, the ones, you know, maybe a few years out of college.
So in their 20s?
They're in their 20s. And
yeah.
They're out the door at 5:30 or whenever quitting time is, and he's still putting in 16-hour days, and,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty much financially set. This guy, he's still putting in 16-hour days, and if anything, part of the reason he's putting in those 16-hour days, not only because he loves what he's doing, but mm-hmm. he doesn't want to have to lay anybody off.
Right.
And you know, but yet some of these younger workers are not taking. Really, their own fate into their own hands. And
they're not taking the gravity of the environment that they're in seriously, are they?
Yeah, and of course, you know, they haven't been through anything.
It's kind of not their fault in a way. I mean, do you know if he's actually sat down with them and said, "Hey, folks, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm telling you, I walked to school in the snow uphill both ways, but let me tell you about what's going on and what the reality of our environment is." You think he's done that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be a good thing for him to do, though?
Absolutely. I mean, you gotta have the dialogue. So he's looking at the economy, and you know, people getting laid off as a great time to upgrade his staff. And you know, I've been an advocate in the magazine of, you know, hire on attitude over experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I
think that
the attitude is crucial, but. You know, I'm speaking with a lot of business owners that are saying, you know what, I just need somebody in here who, you know, maybe he or she is a family person, whatever the case may be, but somebody who knows what to do and just is going to get the work done.
And they're motivated.
And they you know, it's no nonsense. They understand. I hate to say this, but they're kind of thankful to have a job.
I think a lot of people are going to be thankful to have a job in the next year or so. But you know, the surveys of employment engagement in the last year or so, I reported on this in the last half hour. Again, Rob, the surveys don't point positively toward high levels of employee engagement, and that's an issue that maybe it's our fault, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe it's the manager's fault, the owner's fault. We all have to look at this, I think. Tintail, right back with Rob Levin. He's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report.
To my love, took it down.
Little Stevie Nicks bringing us back.
Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Good song. She wrote that, by the way. And welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Rob Levin. Robert Levin is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, Small Business Solutions. It's a magazine monthly now that he's grown into that's dedicated to you small business owners, primarily distributed in the tri-state area of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, right?
That's right, but most of the content that's in the magazine really applies to businesses anywhere, and
yeah.
People can access that. These articles written by really top experts, many of which are on your show,
yep.
And they can access that on our website at nyreport.com.
nyreport.com, so check that out, folks, it's good stuff, folks, nyreport.com. Okay. Rob, what are some other things you've been talking to some other? You mentioned a minute ago. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday. I'm going to be in New York City.
I'll be at Brian's event. I'm looking forward.
Brian Moran, Small Business Leadership Summit. We're going to be there together. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
And by the way, if you're going to be around, we happen to have an event that evening, a networking event. So.
Oh, good.
like to combine.
Remind me about that then. We'll try to work that out. And as I say, folks, I'll be broadcasting Monday and Tuesday up in New York City. Okay, Rob, you know, you said something a minute ago that I think is really important. You talked about the guy working 16 hours, and one of the reasons he's doing that is so he doesn't have to lay anybody off. That's what small business owners do. You know, all these jobs reports, those are mostly all these job losses, thousands of job losses from this company and that company, that's coming from the big companies. Little companies are loath to lay anybody off. I mean, we'll lose a finger before we lay people off.
Some of us would take a cut in our own salaries.
We do. I know. I personally know. I've done it myself in the past, Rob. I've done it myself. I know people who have said, I'm gonna not pay myself for a while, 6 months or whatever, in order to keep people for a couple of reasons, Rob. Number one, we know these people, we know their children, we know when their children have doctor's appointments. Number two, we've trained these people, we've got them where we want them. We need to hold on to them.
But yeah. Now let's just be clear that this is not the same thing as firing somebody.
No.
That might have been marginal.
That needs to go.
That needs to go, right? You need to do to protect everybody else.
Exactly. So good for that guy and who you're talking about. And now the part about the employee engagement, one of the things that is so it's hard for small business owners, Rob, to get it in their head that everybody who's showing up for work today in their small business isn't just thrilled to be there. Like you and I are in our business.
We're on the other ends of the spectrum, right?
Right.
I mean, you know.
So we have to cut them a little bit of slack, don't we?
We always have to remember that, you know, I was with a bunch of CEOs earlier this week, and you know, we reminded ourselves that hey, remember, we're the ones who are the business owners. Okay, not everybody has the same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, you have some employees that have an ownership mentality.
Right.
And they come close to the same level of zeal that you have, but I mean it'll never be there. We have to remember that. And we have to remember that it's our job to help make them engaged, to give them the reason to want to be engaged.
Right, right. And we got to do that through compensation, through letting them give us input, letting them feel like they can tell us if they're not happy or if they think we're doing something that they think they got a better idea. We got to open it up like that, don't we?
Absolutely. And I think compensation is not even in the top three of things that we need to be doing. I mean, yeah,
reason people leave typically, is it?
No, it's not. Usually it's not compensation.
Yeah.
And it certainly won't be over the next month or so, next year or so. You have to check in with your employees all the time, and you have to be willing to hear some of the negative things they're going to say about the work environment. And you know what? If you can do that, you're definitely ahead of the game because A, they feel like they've been heard, and then B, you now know what you have to fix.
Yeah, and C, there is the issue of the generations, and people my age, Rob, and maybe even your age, you're getting to the point, Rob, where you know even somebody your age, Rob, you're still a young guy, but you having to learn how to deal with these 20-somethings.
Yeah, it's
they're different.
We've had several articles written on it.
I've got a friend who Mike Musa wrote a book called "They're Not Rude, They're Just Generation X,"
right?
which is a pretty good title. Hey, Rob, give us that website one more time, please.
nyreport.com.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, I'll see you on Monday.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. But me, I got to go right now. I got to wrap it up for today. Next time you hear me, I will be broadcasting live from the Union League Club in the Midtown Manhattan, New York City. But right now, I got to go. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you that this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.